Mr. Swackhammer, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Can I ask for approval of the October 8th meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Nate, any grievances? Okay, thank you.
I am going to be Andy today.
You're Andy.
Yes. Yes, Andy is elsewhere. So we received the quarterly paper bid, and we are recommending awarding to the low bidder, WB Mason, which is $30.41 per crate box.
Case.
There you go.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Any price difference major?
I think it was just a little bit more than the last one, or it actually went down. Okay.
Okay.
Went down a little bit. We've gone between it's normally Contract Paper Group and WB Mason that bid,
yeah.
And this time they're about $1.50 difference. We've used both, but I'd say more than half the time we end up with WB Mason the lowest.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Wendy, good morning.
Okay, we are here today with partly the annual November reports. Did you all receive a copy of those?
Yes.
Any questions? The equalization rates, there's only a couple of municipalities that were able to maintain 100 that were not doing a reassessment project. So many of them dropped a little bit, or some more than others. So the towns that did reassessments were Avoca, Bradford, Irwin, Hartsville, Troopsburg, West Union, and Wheeler.
Anything else?
And, you know, the shift is mostly due to equalization rates and assessment changes.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Any questions? All in favor? Oh, Hilda, I'm sorry.
At Thurston and Tuscarora,
mm-hmm.
Why are they so low compared to everybody else?
And Jasper.
The other two are really low.
Yeah. Well, those towns have not done a reassessment in
years?
I don't know, ever. Yeah.
Is there plans for them to do?
Actually, Tuscarora has looked at that. They may be doing it for 2026. Otherwise, the Jasper, those three municipalities have the three elected assessors. The Jasper assessors typically review assessments each year and change somewhat.
Look like a lot, though.
It's called tinkering. Yeah.
Adjustment. Yeah, that'll be a major change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do they understand that? They elect this assessor?
Yeah, there's three of them at staggered terms.
Yeah, Hilda, it may be a major change, but their tax bill, if their assessment is in line, their tax bill won't change that much.
Right. That's yeah. always the promise.
That's the that's the
been through it. Been through it twice in Troopsburg, and that's been the case for the most part.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The problem is when you have a 2-4% equalization rate, there is so much margin for error.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you're in the north of 80%, it's a lot closer to what market is.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. Right.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
The other item I wanted to bring forward was I had been asked a few times about possibly increasing the exemption limits for the alternative wartime veterans exemption. So I did a chart of the current county impact based on the 2024 exempt amounts and last year's 2024 county tax rate to give you an idea of what the current impact would approximately be. Then an example of increasing the wartime limit of at the 15% level to 18,000, and then a combat veteran would receive an additional 10% up to 12,000, so that would combine to 30. Then a disabled veteran would get 50% of their disability rating up to 60,000. That is the limit that was adopted by Corning City a few years ago. So that's why I brought that one in there. And then I also gave the next Yates County increase to 24, 16, and 80 in 2022. So I just gave that for another county example.
All right. Do we have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions?
So,
what, what are you moving? She offered three different options.
Oh. So the one to match Corning City would be the 18,000 at the wartime.
Middle set of
the middle one, yeah. 18, 12, and 60.
It's obviously certainly your choice, but it seemed to make sense to match what Corning was doing. At least to me.
So yeah, I thought that's what we're voting on. Sorry. Yeah.
Scott.
The 146,595 in the bottom of that third column.
Yes.
That's the incremental change over what the current exemptions are.
Right. That
so would be another $146,000 that's going to get spread across other taxpayers in order to give these folks the exemptions.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I do also want to mention, which I did not do that example, is we currently have the Cold War veterans at the same exemption levels as this alternative veterans wartime, which, you know, you could consider that at a later time, maybe. But yeah, this I think would be good to do now.
So do we have a motion on the floor?
Did you?
Yes.
You
for,
said
for the
Corning.
You said
yes.
The okay. City.
Yeah.
James.
Yeah. It looks like to match Yates County would be additional 90,000. That has a higher disability.
Yes. Plus total the total, you know, regular wartime and. Combat.
But that's significant, especially matching the nearby county. So we should consider.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
does not pass. Right? We'd never say
you got a call for it. Opposed.
Oh, okay.
We're voting on the court.
Coining. Yeah. Court. Yes. I said aye.
Okay. Who's in favor? Opposed.
And it passes. So do you have three people?
Okay.
If you're in favor.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions? All in favor? Yep.
Andy, how do people sign up for this?
Sorry, I'm confused.
There's an application available on the New York State Tax and Finance website, plus the assessor would have it. Our office has them.
Veteran Services on a
help. Veteran Service will help them. Yes. Yeah. They will guide them through the whole process. They need to submit proof of their service. So typically a copy of the DD-214 with the application.
So is there a deadline for the next year coming up?
To pass this or for the exemption to be applied for?
Yep.
All except for the city of Hornell, exemptions need to be applied for by March 1st.
March 1st?
Each year.
Yeah.
Once the veteran applies for this exemption, they don't have to reapply. The only difference would be if they get a change in their, if they're disabled and they get a change in their rating, they would reapply to the assessor with their new rating for a higher, typically a higher exemption. City of Hornell is a January 1st taxable status date.
Okay, thank you.
Jack, can we put some sort of news blurb out?
We'll work with Eddie to do it. Since you and he are dressed alike today, I think that's a good idea.
So. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll get on that.
Kara, one other question I had. I mean, are you able to step back and look over the last 10 years? Is this a declining population of people that qualify for exemptions, or is it holding steady? Or
Well, I think it's holding pretty steady because the Gulf War veterans are current.
They're my age.
And there's no end date to that as
well. Yeah. And talking, I can't speak to the exemptions, but talking to Gary and folks at the VA, you're seeing obviously World War II, Korea, you know, but you're seeing the folks from Iraqi Freedom, the War on Terror increase as they come out of service. So we're actually
holding steady,
pretty flat.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good morning. All right, a couple requests today. The first is in probation to appoint the deputy probation director at management grade H, step 12. And as I spoke about last week, as we know, we have a new probation director and he selected his deputy. This is a longtime employee and certainly warrants the salary.
What's a longtime employee?
Decades.
What?
How many?
Over 20 years.
Okay.
And this helps, especially as we are in negotiations with CSEA, who probation officers are part of. This will prevent significant compression issues also.
Thank you. So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And next, the district attorney is requesting to set the salary for 4 part-time district attorney investigators above the midpoint, management grade H, step 12. As you'll recall, these folks are generally retired police, and they've applied for the waiver through the state for the, for folks being retired and making more than the 35, which they've received. So he's now asking to take them to management H, step 12, 45536.
Second.
Any questions, Scott?
How much of a change is this?
They're between 35 and 37 right now.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And in social services, with the salary study and with doing as many titles as end up flowing around during one of those, you're bound to miss something. And in talking to Catapult, the deputy commissioner of social services really needs to be moved from management grade I to management grade J. Most of the deputies are in the management grade J, and one of the individuals they supervise is actually in I as well. So it's just a cleanup item.
Second for discussion. How's this fit into our schedule?
The cost impact will not be significant because these people were slotted for a salary increase anyhow.
That's what I want.
Yeah, so you're talking, and that's actually a topic. We have a few of these based upon some of these actions to fix in your management that we'll do at the end of the meeting.
Right.
But total impact is probably $6,000.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you much.
Morning, Judy.
Morning.
Morning.
You all received the semi-annual mortgage tax distribution report, I presume. I don't know if you have any questions. The total dollar amount to be distributed to the municipalities for this period from April 1st through September 30th, 2024 is $768,154.92. And significantly up, as you could tell, from last year and last fall as well.
Do we have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions, Scott?
So if you looked at the last 5-year history,
mm-hmm.
It basically peaked in 2022. Is that post-COVID borrowing, you think? And now it's tapered off because of interest rates? Or do you have any explanation?
I don't have the crystal ball, answer for that. But logically, that makes sense to me. So.
Yeah.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. And the other item I have is the renewal of the extension of the contract for our records management software in the clerk's office. And it is, would be the fourth year of a 5-year, 1-year renewals that we agreed to. Everything would be the same terms and conditions as the original.
So moved.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
That's that.
Judy, how are we doing the personnel for motor vehicle?
We're still struggling. We're working at it. The test was given the end of October. It's anybody's guess as to when we'll receive the results back. We have, we've got, we just started two more within the last 2 or 3 weeks. So we were hoping to be staffed well enough that we could start opening up full days.
Yeah, that was my question.
But
yeah.
I don't dare right at this point. We've got, as I said, two people in training, which essentially, in the long run, it's good. But in the meantime, it ties up other staff as well as far as training. And And then we do have a couple of them off for a medical procedure. So hoping after, at least after the first of the year, that's our target now at this point. We were hoping to be ahead of that schedule, but
and we
haven't
are,
reached it yet.
We are in contract negotiations with CSEA, and hopefully, you know, by the first of the year, we'll have an incumbent contract that will have a market rate for those positions. So that should help.
Good.
How many vacancies are there now that you've hired the two?
I believe we have three more or four more. Three. I think it's either three or four more.
I was in the Corning office Friday. All five workstations were manned.
Yes.
Womaned, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah. person.
I got the trainer, the trainee, and she was very good.
Yes.
She did a good job. She was very apologetic. I said, just take your time. You got to learn this. So
she's doing a great job. She's the longest serving trainee.
Okay.
And we're really pleased with her.
She did a great job.
So we're keeping our fingers crossed with everyone else too. So, and it's good in a sense that they're getting exposed to all three offices and the different needs in each office as well, because let's face it, Corning does more with your foreign licenses and that. And, you know, Hornell does as well between the college and Alstom. So
how long does it take basically to train a new person? I mean, you train forever. I know that, but.
To really know what they're doing?
Yeah.
About 3 years, 2 to 3 years.
Because I know when the last time I was in.
It's
there was a lot of questions.
And it's changing daily.
Yeah, being asked, by the trainee. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
And we're trying to take advantage of all of the online training that the state's offering. Unfortunately, when we have a new employee coming on board, the training that they may be offering that month, well, it may be spread out over like 4 months. Every 3 or 4 months, they'll offer a special training session. And maybe the training session is for a CDL. Well, if they can't, that's not something that you should put a new trainee on. So, but we're working at it as best, at least they get exposure to it. So,
good. Thank you.
Jake.
Yes, thank you. Have a few items for you and then some executive session items as well. The first, so we're about ready to close out, we're finishing up some last minute change order for the DPW shop ARPA projects. There's, at the moment, we're guessing about $100,000 that's going to be left over in that. In speaking with Mitch, the plan would be to recommend to you, outside of the request I'm about to make, to roll that into broadband, the broadband allocation. That will be the easiest from an ARPA reporting standpoint and a spending of those federal funds because... recall a portion of that was unrestricted. So to not get it gummed up, we're going to be probably next month bringing that to you. In the meantime, item has come up that we would request to do a authorization to spend from this project. And that is for the main door into this area, our office suite planning. We've had a number of instances where having an intercom, a IP video intercom to let people in would be very helpful. We've had between planning because of some of the codes issues that they handle, our office, we've had a few instances where it would be good for someone to have a conversation with the person before they come in. So we are requesting, and we feel confident that it'll be less than this, but we're requesting authorization to contract with Day Automation not to exceed $5,000 to get that intercom and all the software that it entails.
Just put in a ring.
Yeah, we talked about We talked about that. Yeah.
Push a button and talk.
Yeah. We talked about that. Yeah.
Would this system then allow them to let the person in so they don't have to?
Correct.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Well, $149 plus tax.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to charge it every day or, you know.
So move.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. The next item, NYSAC, as I think many of you, you all get their emails, it's coming upon the 100th anniversary of NYSAC, and they're doing a number of special celebrations. So they've reached out to every county to see if they'd be interested in an additional contribution. Right now, we pay about $13,000 a year to NYSAC, which is about the best value of any dollars we spend here. They're tremendous. They've asked, in our case, and they do it based on population and budget size and all that, they've asked for an additional $1,200, and it would be for all of the extra events, videos, those types of things. They're going to have more seminars. They're going to be doing a whole bunch of things throughout the year to promote counties and 100 years of the association. And speaking with Brenda, there's sufficient funds in the employee recognition line to cover that. And certainly I'd recommend it.
Second.
Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. Viewpoint Project. At our last discussion, we talked about speaking with other communities. Now, there is no other county in New York that has worked specifically with Viewpoint, but I did talk to Schuyler County, who did a similar video project, and spoke with one of my contacts over there, who I know very well, and got feedback that at the price level of $30,000, it's a very reasonable amount of money in terms of what we would spend elsewhere. And we talked a lot about what something like this could do. I mean, you know, as part of this, it would be the segment airing on PBS and also on the shorter commercial, if you will, airing on cable news. But I think, in my opinion, holding the rights to whatever video is developed is the most important thing. And they had an interesting perspective that I thought I'd share that we haven't sort of talked about, because I know Kelly brought up a number of times, you know, what's our target audience? What's our target message? I think that by promoting the different sectors that we have, the different, especially when it comes to quality of life, affordability, recreation, education, all of those things, Schuyler saw, and they've done two video campaigns like this. It's the Schuyler IDA, not Schuyler County, have done two video campaigns like this. And the first one, which is where I kind of envision where we are, it is that external marketing, like why this is a nice place to live, grow up, raise a family, et cetera. But they also used it to promote to current residents, you know, who I lived here pretty much all my life. Sometimes you can have, you know, a negative, some negative perceptions about, you know, the community. They used it as an internal marketing tool as well to kind of boost morale about, hey, here are all the great things that we have going on that you might not be aware of. And they've posted that throughout their social media, throughout their website, those sort of things. So that was kind of an interesting spin that I hadn't really thought about. And they said it was really tremendous that they had a lot of individuals coming to them saying, you know, front that are in the community saying, man, I didn't know, you know, there were these farms that were doing this. There were all of these wineries hosting these events, you know, that we were X in education, you know, talking about. And Judy, my contact over in Schuyler, had an interesting idea. I mean, if you think about the number of patents, certainly because of Corning Inc., Alstom, the rest that we have for a rural county, it's, you know, it's going to be a good story. So the more I kind of, at least in my own mind, was thinking about this and looking at it, it seemed for $30,000, it seemed, especially coming from room tax, you know, to be able to use for promotion, seems like, at least to me, from a recommendation standpoint, might be worth taking a shot.
So Skylar did not use Viewpoint?
No, they used a different company, but the price is comparable. Actually, the price, they essentially said because of a longstanding relationship, they got a good price, a better price for their first one. Their last one, it looks like, was more than $30,000.
So how would they, I'm not sure I'm in favor of this. We certainly spent a lot of money on promoting Steuben County already to different business bureaus and so on. So what would make this different from what we're doing already?
So I think it would take more of a holistic view of the main assets of the county, which at least in my time, we haven't really done. We've done those specific kind of promote. Well, we Conference and Visitors Bureau has done some specific promotion, certainly on all of the tourist activities, some of the recreational activities. The IDA has done some of that in relation to the business. But to my knowledge, we haven't undertaken any sort of county level broad view of here are all the assets that we have. So it would be kind of a marriage of the recreation, the tourism, the business, but, you know, highlight education. I mean, we have top tier public schools that I don't think we talk about enough personally. You know, we have farms, you know, the agriculture in this county is still one of the highest in the state. You know, I think it's taking, telling that kind of story in a digestible short time frame that we could use for promotion just to raise awareness.
So who would okay the video promotion?
We retain the rights to okay all of the scripts.
So would they, now is this a can thing or would they, so obviously what you're just saying, I mean, CCE does a lot of that just from what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Our TPA does a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't want to see a duplication because it's already there.
Right. And so what I would envision and what they've asked is that if we go with this, that myself or someone, a point person at the county, identify those key people to talk to, interview, and okay, what should we look at? So I can envision, I would reach out to Tess and say, okay, we want to do something on agriculture. What couple things or few people, farms, whatever, should we point them to? Talk to Kevin and say, hey, you guys have done a lot. What are the highlights? Who should we talk to? We'd reach out to the business community, education community as well.
I mean, I don't know if people realize, but in Arkport, New York is one of the biggest milk farms with a carousel in Steuben County.
Yeah. And that's one that you might be able to, you know, highlight as well.
As long as all the county's representative, I don't have any problem. But if they were going to come in and go one way or another, then I definitely have a problem.
Oh, no, it would be a view of the entire county, not just Corning centric or Cuca Lake centric or.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack, approximately how long would this video be?
So it would actually be three different types of videos. There would be a 5 to 6 minute documentary educational. That's the one that would air on PBS. There would be a 1 minute education, and that's the one that would air on the cable news. So you would get 400 of those airings of that 1 minute for this investment as well. And then we get a 5 to 6 minute video. That 5 to 6 minute video we retain as well. So, and the 1 minute. So it, I guess it's two. It would be that 5 to 6 minute video and then the 1 minute video. And we would retain the rights to be able to broadcast that, put it on our social media, put it on our website, those
sorts. So there are three separate videos.
I'm sorry, two separate videos, a 5 to 6 minute long form and a 1 minute short form.
Okay. And you had said that you have the right to control the script.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to control the video, what you want in there and what you don't want in there. In other words, will you see the video beforehand, before we put it out to the public, to say, hey, I want this taken out? Or
yes, the agreement, which they've sent a draft agreement, has us with final sign off on all of those.
Okay. And the last thing is, you had talked about the it's a promotional video, obviously, for people to come visit this area. I would assume it's also a promotional visit for people to come live here.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
That's what he indicated.
Quality of life. You know, it's kind of the things that we all know because we chose to live here,
yeah,
and we talk about, but I think it's highlighting it to others. And then also I like what Skylar said, reinforcing why this is a great place to our own citizens.
Yeah. Well, I think of all the vacancies our county has had, and hopefully we'll decrease that number with the increase in some of the pays as well. But anybody who outside the county is going to apply for a job here in Steuben County, they're going to want to check out the area as well and say, hey, is this a good place to go and get an apartment or buy a house with my family or so on. So I think that really, when you attach it to hiring, it's a valuable tool.
Yeah.
Companies like Corning and Alstom fight this battle every day, trying to get people to move in.
Yeah.
To work at their places.
Yeah.
Jack, what's the timeline on this? When will they start and when will they complete it?
So start, I'm not sure, because they their production team is basically in Florida, but they give a project cycle of about, they put it 90 to 120 days is what they commit to.
So, Kelly, go ahead.
I think in the world of when we are trying to educate the public, or when we are trying to advertise to the public, we have to recognize that videos and some of these kinds of things are really the direction that these things are going to go. And I think that we could use this as a tool. We certainly spend a lot of advertising money on other things, spend a lot of money on educational tools. And this is one where we are trying to promote the positives. It can be used as a recruitment tool. It can be used as other things. And the best part is that we get to retain these. So it's an investment in a product that we get to keep. So I do think in the grand scheme, it's probably a little bit more expensive than we would like it to be. But I think that because we retain the rights to those videos and can use them and direct how we want them to be put together, I think it would be a good investment.
I'm in favor of it. I just, from what I had heard, thought that it wasn't worth what we had heard.
Yeah, there's definitely competing, return on investment. But the more that I hear from others that maybe not have worked directly with this, and I've taken the time to view more of their specific work, I think for at least from a recommendation standpoint, the investment I think is worth a shot.
If they're going to work with these other groups, that's the key, I think, is
to
do it on their own, but
no,
with everybody that's already doing.
And I'd essentially be the point of contact to make sure, hey, here's who you got to talk to. So if the committee would like to move forward, I'd request a motion to contract with Viewpoint for an amount not to exceed $30,000. And for that to be allocated from room tax funding.
I'll second it.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. I need to, don't let me forget, for finance. So we'll need that. That's it for open session items for me. I would propose that your new business item, because we would be discussing employment history of particular individuals, to take place in executive session. And I also have one more item, executive session, which is compensation of particular individuals.
So can I ask a question first? Back on, you mentioned the broadband project.
Yep.
By us transferring money. Can you give us an update on that? Because I don't know that any of us have heard about it.
Yeah. And we're. Yeah.
Toby Road is still black. Yes.
Yeah. So it is frustratingly slow. After the snow flies and then clears, I think you will see. I know you will see a lot more active construction. They are actually constructing some of their middle mile runs as we speak. The delay, and I've talked to the chair about it, is NYSEG and the pole attachment. Yep, the pole attachment agreements take over a year. Once you submit the engineering to get that back, Rural Electric has been great, and that's where they have been able to build some of the fiber right now. NYSEG is just frustratingly slow. So we're on track. We also are on track. While we're on this topic, the grant that we applied for to connect approximately 626, I think was the number, additional homes through the state grant funds that we applied with STC and Empire. I had a call with Empire State Development, the Connect All Broadband office, 3 weeks ago. And they seem like they very much want to fund this project because they have a lot of, it's called BEAD, B-E-A-D. It's an acronym from ARPA. It's another pot of money that states receive for broadband. They have a lot of money that they have to get spent. They like this project. They're just trying to figure out how to fund that. So you very well, I think we're working with Empire to get them. And we've been back and forth with ESD. I don't know how many iterations of data sharing back and forth, but we're making progress. So I would say certainly 25, you're going to see most of the construction happen and have people start being lit up in, you know, I'd say second quarter 2025.
And we're not bumping up against the deadline to spend ARPA money.
We have to have it spent by the end of 26. Okay. Have to have it obligated by the end of next year.
Okay.
And we have no problem. It's pretty much all obligated.
Right.
But it has to be spent by 26.
Is that the end of 26?
We have a motion. Are you all set, Chair?
Yes.
We need a motion to go into executive session.
I'll move it.
Please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And if you're comfortable with it, we'd request that our office and personnel stay and the rest be excused.
Okay. Looks like that's what's happening.